Parliamentary Committee agrees Canada not ready to euthanize the mentally ill. Last year at this time, we were worried about the impending expansion of euthanasia to people with mental illness. Thankfully, Bill C-39 was introduced by the federal government at the beginning of February 2023 to delay that expansion until March 17, 2024. Over the past year, we continue to advocate for caring for, not killing, people with mental illness. We supported Bill C-314, which sought to cancel, not merely postpone, the pending expansion of euthanasia. Bill C-314 failed by a small margin at second reading, but the amount of support the bill received, including from some Liberal MPs, sent a message to the government. Immediately following the defeat of Bill C-314, Parliament reconvened the Special Joint Committee on Medical Assistance in Dying to review Canada's level of preparedness for expanding euthanasia. The committee heard from 21 in-person witnesses and reportedly received nearly 900 briefs. Committee recommendation. Earlier this week, a majority of the Special Joint Committee on Medical Assistance in Dying recommended that the government once again delay the expansion of euthanasia to people with mental illness. The report clearly states that, quote, the medical system in Canada is not prepared for made for mental illness, end quote. This time, however, instead of a delay of 1 or even 2 years, the committee recommends an indefinite delay, until the Ministers of Health and Justice are satisfied, quote, that it can be safely and adequately provided, end quote. Once the ministers determine that it is time to implement the expansion, the committee would be re-established 1 year in advance of the expansion. This is a stronger recommendation than we expected, and we can praise God for that. Since Bill C-7 in 2021, the government has seemed ideologically committed to allowing euthanasia for mental illness. Various committees and panels that studied the issue seem to have made their conclusions to expand before working through the issues. But Canadians pushed back, wrote emails, delivered flyers, sent submissions to the committee, and prompted a message of caring, not killing. We've also seen a lot more media coverage of the issue, with multiple news outlets criticizing the government's approach. Now, excluding 4 senators on the committee, every committee member agreed Canada is not ready to offer euthanasia for mental illness. Following the committee's report, 7 provinces and 3 territories wrote to the federal government asking for indefinite pause to the expansion. Committee reports. Where there is any disagreement, committees will table a majority report as well as various supplementary or dissenting reports. The majority report in this case was agreed to by the 5 Liberal MPs and 1 NDP MP on the committee. 3 Conservative MPs and 1 Conservative senator wrote a supplemental report. They go further than calling for an indefinite delay, urging the government to, quote, permanently abandon this expansion of MAID. Failing to do so will inevitably leave to the premature deaths of vulnerable Canadians who could have gotten better, end quote. We are thankful for the majority's recommendation. We are pleased to see the Conservatives take a stronger stance. Commentator Chris Selly put it well in a recent National Post article, quote, not ready aren't the words Canadian politicians are looking for. Not ever are the words, end quote. Some parliamentarians continue to push for expanding euthanasia. 4 senators on the committee wrote 2 different dissenting reports. One of these senators recommends that the government ask the Supreme Court about whether extending the delay would be constitutional. The other 3 asked the government to reject the majority report. They argued that setting an especially high bar for preparedness when it comes to euthanizing the mentally ill reflects stigma and discrimination toward them. Moving forward, committee recommendations are not binding on the federal government. The government, however, will have to table an official response to the report. Health Minister Mark Holland has already commented on the report, stating, quote, we agree with the conclusion that the committee has come to that the system is, at this time, not ready and more time is required, end quote. This suggests the government is prepared to act prior to the March 17 deadline. They face a tight timeline to pass legislation through both the House of Commons and the Senate. The Minister of Health says that legislation will be tabled imminently. In the meantime, we can continue to encourage the government to put a full stop to this expansion rather than delaying it again. The government should be saying not ever rather than not ready. But we can also thank God for moving the hearts of our leaders to be increasingly uncomfortable with expanding euthanasia to those with mental illness.